Raise the sales tax a quarter cent or cut the property tax rebate by 50%. Hamilton County Commissioners Greg Hartman and Todd Portune say those are the only two viable options. Portune says the tax could include a sunset provision and be reviewed every few years. Hartman says the PTR rollback would balance the fund for 2 years. Both say they've considered every other possibility from declaring bankruptcy to selling the stadiums. Here's Todd Portune.
We've either explored them all already, tried them all already, and found out that we can't do them, or it's impossible for us to do them, or they simply are not answers. They don't provide the revenue that we need.
Fellow Commissioner Chris Monzel is still looking for another solution, perhaps pulling funding from phase two of the Banks project.
Got to compare it to, you know, homeowners with their house, right? They'd like to put siding on, or, you know, put some, you know, different types of new rug in their living room. It'd be great, but with the times that they're facing right now, they might have to put that off for a year or so. That's how I kind of seem with these Banks Phase 2 funding.
Board President Greg Hartman says Monzel's plan does not generate enough savings to cover the stadium fund gap. Hartman and Portune both say they want a longer-term solution. Tana Weingartner, 91.7 WVXU.